multiple executions over a 10-day period. Attorneys for the inmates filed a motion today seeking a preliminary injunction to prevent their executions, set to begin on April 17th. More at townhall.com.
Are you ready for cage fights at Wind River Resort and Casino? Cage fighting, no limits. The best place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. World Fighting Championship 68. This intense action-packed night is presented by Wind River Resort and Casino and WFC 68. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the event center. Saturday, April 15th at 7:30. December cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. Amateur title and pro fights. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage. On Saturday, April 15th, the event center will roar with the thrill of the extreme cage fights that Wind River Resort and Casino is hosting. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club. Great entertainment is happening. With World Fighting Championship 68. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. For details or to reserve a room in our luxurious hotel, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
All right. Hello, my darlings. Welcome to Radio Wasteland. Today we have a topic that, you know, I think a lot of our shows up until now have been somewhat fantastic in the sense of fantasy, not in the sense of awesome.
But also in the sense
but also of fantastic.
Their quality was overwhelming.
Right, totally. this one might just be something that absolutely everybody is noticing the effects of. Our topic today is the New World Order. And, you know, the New World Order has been going on, or at least the topic of it, has been going on for decades, maybe even a century, Joe will tell us, right?
Yeah, well, forever.
Right. Well, yeah. And, you know, where does the New World Order fit in today in this new presidency, in this new technology, in this new world? Is the new order still alive and well and telling us what to do?
Yeah, is it happening? You know, you brought up a good point, Chauncey. This outsider, Donald Trump, who comes in as president, who we assume is the outsider, is one of the richest men in the world.
Yeah.
Who's to say he's not part of the new world order?
Yeah, this has been my number one question. And that is that, so for decades, a lot of conspiracy theorists have been all New World Order, the New World Order, governments, corporations, they're in it together, they're controlling us, they're telling us what to do. Then all of a sudden, we have Donald Trump. Donald Trump comes in, he wins.
Mm-hmm.
And people, a lot of these same conspiracy theorists got behind that and all of a sudden seemed to think that we beat the system through the electoral process. If the New World Order is the case, I find it very hard to believe that we beat the system through electing somebody.
I feel like I need a little bit of bedrock here. What exactly do you mean when you say the New World Order?
Okay.
Says our millennial who will have to educate on the New World Order, which by the time this show's done, I'm just going to say, I think that every listener is going to go, oh, yeah, no, the New World Order is happening, and California is like leading the charge.
You think California's leading the charge?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Not leading the charge. I think they're one of the – this is so wrong that I'm just coming right out and saying this. And Chauncey calls me the – what do you call me? The opposite of a nihilist, that I believe in everything?
Yeah. I believe it's called a gullibilist.
A gullibilist. But I think that when we talk about some of the stuff I found, that it's happening. And California is moving along hook, line, and sinker.
Well, that's interesting that you say that because, we'll come back to this. But what I'm thinking is interesting is if you had to align the New World Order with a party, would it be liberal or would it be conservative? But for Sean's case, let's cover what you can't say nothing. You don't even know what it is. You just asked us. You needed some bedrock.
Yeah, millennial.
Fine. Okay, educate me.
Okay, the New World Order is the belief that regardless for what the agenda is, the belief that there is either a government or a shadow government that are manipulating global society into a totalitarianism.
Okay.
And I'm going to prove that it's factual and happening. Just saying.
And for the sake of discussion, you know, one of my big problems that I have, and I'm going to totally sound like a pompous ass at this point, is that whenever we're discussing politics in public and stuff like that, people seem to come up with their own definitions of what words mean. And it ends up being a huge semantic argument. And, you know, words mean specific things. That's why they were made. That's what they mean. You can't just change what it means because you feel like it. So a totalitarianism.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, communism, everybody. As far as a large government is concerned, this world does not actually know a true communism.
Oh, really?
A true communism does not exist.
Well, do you mean
a communism in its intended form before a dictator takes over and perverts it?
Well, I think as soon as a dictator takes over, it ceases to be a communism.
Yeah.
And, you know, so Russia is really a totalitarianism, or at least it was as the USSR, and it carries strains of that today.
It's not remotely communist anymore, but it could easily be argued.
But
it's
what Karl Marx was saying, you know, really lasted for about 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, a totalitarianism, you know, the word total is at the beginning of it. So it is a government with total and absolute control. A dictatorship is a totalitarianism. In the case of China and Russia, they were led by ruling parties, which made them a totalitarianism because a group of people who were not elected were the ruling parties.
Sure.
And so this is the goal of the New World Order. Now, as far as their agenda as to why they're doing it, that I would like to know.
To rule the world.
Because everybody maybe wants to rule the world.
Maybe it's
to save
the world.
I kind of want to rule the world. But
oh, that's horrifying. Yeah,
I mean,
Joe's dating himself with his Tears for Careers quote. okay, so no. Arguably, a new world order could be to save us.
Hmm. Oh, you don't even understand. When I point out what's going on, the argument for the new world order is totally to save us. And as a matter of fact, let's make sure that people can call in on this one. So if you want to call in and get in this discussion, 530-605-4567. Again, 605-4567. And I think just like communism and socialism, New World Order, isn't that always the sale? I mean, isn't always a bait and switch where it is to save the people? If only everyone could have a comfortable life where everyone's fair and even, and then life is perfect. And the New World Order that I found that appears to be evidently happening is promising exactly that. Finally, the world will be safe. Everyone will be happy. Everyone will have everything that everybody else has. But at what cost? Don't you have to take from someone else to get there?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're taking from yourself to get there. You know, is there happiness without sadness? You're touching down on a lot of literature here. You nailed 1984. I mean, everybody was safe, but, you know.
And what about our time machine?
Everyone wasn't safe. People were being killed randomly.
Only if they committed thought crimes.
Yeah. What is that movie with Tom Cruise? Where they don't even get to commit the crime yet.
Minority Report.
The Minority Report.
Okay, but the system was inerringly accurate in Minority Report.
Yeah.
Just devil's advocate there.
True, yeah, that was Philip K. Dick.
Yeah.
Was the author on that one. Definitely. So,
I wouldn't mind predicting crimes.
A very prolific, you know, science fiction in general makes a lot of these topics a little more palatable. And then you read them and you look around you and you say, oh, crap, I'm living in this.
Yeah.
I would very much mind 1984.
All right. Well, when we come back from break, let's cover what the agenda might just be of the New World Order.
We are building a religion. We are building it bigger. We are widening the corridors and adding more lanes. We are building a religion, a limited edition. We are now accepting callers for these pendant keychains. You
resist it is useless. It is useless to resist it. His cigarette is burning, but he never seems to ash. He is grooming his poodle. He is living comfort eagle. You can meet at his location, but you'd better come with cash.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Project Healing Waters, dedicated to the physical and emotional rehabilitation of disabled veterans and active duty military through fly fishing and camaraderie. Help this nonprofit organization help those who bear emotional and physical scars from their service by attending the third annual benefit mixer Saturday, April 8th at the Reading Veterans Hall on Yuba Street. No tickets at the door. Get your advance tickets for just $20 by calling 351-1149. That's 351-1149 or call KCNR 1460 for details.
Time for a wardrobe update? Check in with the ladies of Dandelion. They can help you with all of your fashion needs, from designer jewelry to the latest jeans. They have you covered head to toe. Stop in for a personal touch with fabulous stylists who greet you at the door. Dandelion Boutique in the heart of downtown Reading, 1322 Pine Street, or give them a call, 247-1292. That's Dandelion, unique gifts and clothing.
A woman forced to live in a cramped apartment with a hateful daughter-in-law and a son cowed into silence longs to return to the simpler place where she was raised. What she discovers along the way is a truth we all should know. The Riverfront Playhouse presents A Trip to Bountiful by Horton Foote, directed by Chris Gomez, March 11th through April 1st. Tickets available now at the Cascade Theater box office. Order by phone at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland. We're discussing the New World Order, if there is one, and what exactly the order is that they're trying to order us to. We have a list of possible agendas and possible conspirators.
Yeah, so I was doing some research on this, and I got to admit, so I'm conservative and about as conservative.
Ho-hum.
Yeah, about as conservative as they
That's
come.
That's exciting.
Yeah. And so
I like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Right. Yeah. There's always some part of a conservative who thinks that government it does not make the best choices. So, of course, we fear the ultimate of government taking total control and making everything fair. Because if you make everything fair, that means you have to take from one person to give another. We've got a history has been ruined by that concept. And so, but I never really thought about, is there really a world, new world order? And so doing this research was cool.
You know, the flip side of this conservative argument of society being ruined by one person having to take from one person to give the other to be fair is that without rules trying to make things fair, there were 100,000 years of one person taking from another just because they wanted it.
Well, here's the interesting thing, and this might get a little political, but we're not going to go there.
Well,
too long.
No, no, I mean,
but here's the interesting thing.
This is going to get political.
So
I'm just throwing the idea out.
No, there. And that idea makes sense, and it's actually an argument I think that that's given a lot. But so there is the idea that you make it fair for everyone to have the same chance at opportunity.
Yes.
So absolutely. No one gets the advantage, right?
Exactly.
That's different than what the New World Order is, which is to take from someone else so that someone else can have an even outcome. That's stealing. Mm-hmm. And who's doing the stealing? And that's really what socialism and communism is. It's not to say that the chance for opportunity is even, but the net end result is even. And the only way something can
equality
be even is to take.
Equality of opportunity versus equality of result.
That's right. And to yes. take. And so that as a conservative.
I can say as a very liberal person, what I believe in is equality of opportunity.
Yeah. Well, then you may not be liberal, my friend.
Okay. Well,
but
I'd like to hear your argument.
Let's not make this about conservative liberals, right? So it's just that idea.
Follow that one up on a website.
Yeah. So some research, you know, the New World Order was actually described in positive ways. It's, you know, it's almost been since the beginning of time, but it was described in some positive ways. By you might consider some pretty liberal presidents, but Woodrow Wilson, Winston Churchill,
sure.
and those folks described it as, hey, look, we've gotten through the war, and there's a new
world order.
World
War One.
Yeah, there's a new world order of a different way of thinking, a more positive way of thinking.
League of Nations and all that.
That's right. And so that's kind of when it started showing up in mainstream America. But there's been all kinds of, and the list is so long, it's unbelievable. There's the end times theory of a new world order.
Mm.
The end times theory is that there is an end coming, and that either the new world order is part of what happens in the end or near the end. And this is typically a Christian's apocalyptic Christians, right?
Right, right.
So that's one kind of new world order.
So this is like, you know, the leader coming down and everybody agreeing with him and getting behind him. This is end time, like Antichrist time.
Yeah, yeah, and yeah. Get everybody in
so,
line for this time.
So seen in the Left Behind books.
In yeah. the
Our literary.
I don't think you get the title of literary anymore after signing
yeah,
the Left Behind books.
I read the first one.
Did you watch the movie?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, when they make a movie with Kirk Cameron.
And then
yeah.
I got to the end and I'm like, huh, this is... Oh, okay.
When yeah, they make a movie with Kirk Cameron and then step it up to Nick Cage,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You draw the line.
Poor Nick Cage.
So, the New World Order, in this case, would that be to bring about end times, or would that be to prevent end times?
So, again, it seems like it's a little bit of control here, and that's what a lot of these themes are.
Absolutely.
It's that
yeah.
some group recognizes that there's some fear or fairness that they can control with. So the end times tends to be around the concept that it's coming, and as it comes, that there's going to be tyrannic rule, and things are going to go terrible. So these end time folks are actually preparing for an end time tyrannical rule. In return, they're wanting their own end time tyrannical rule, like right, like as
right.
an opposing
Seems
factor.
Logical.
Right.
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, I think you know, no, regardless of what side or dogmatic belief system you're from, I think that a lot of truly negative controls have been based on fear of other controls
yeah.
throughout human history.
And, you know, I would say in my research here, that's what a lot of this comes to, is some promise of something better, or some comparison of a way to have power because there's some other bigger power. I liken it, as I was reading this, I was thinking of prison gangs, ironically. You know, prison gangs sometimes are formed so that one group can protect themselves against another group, and then they end up becoming just as evil as the group they were trying to protect
oh,
themselves.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Sure.
So another one's Freemasonry. I think we've seen this in Nick Cage movies. And
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nick Cage is our topic tonight.
And that's the idea that there is some fraternal group out there who has some enlightened view, and they're deep in the behind the scenes running things forever.
So is that the view that there is an intellectual elite that has to control the, my wife hates this word, that has to control the sheeple of the world?
Oh my God.
Well, again, I think that's what they all come down to, right?
Well, you know, the end time prophecy, that one doesn't feel that way. That one just feels like, you know, we got to smack down the baddies, and in order to do that, we got to get an army together. But in the case of Freemasonry, we know that the Freemasons were this neo-Renaissance.
Yeah.
And so all the conspiracy aside, what we know of Freemasons is that they were a neo-Renaissance. They were definitely an intellectual...
Yeah, it does seem to appear that they are the concept of this one is that they are trying to build a society, you know, that fits their ideals, and they want to be at the center of it and control it, and that somehow they are more enlightened than everybody else, and so they should be able to do that, right? So that would be them. Then there's the Illuminati, which is, again, it's another one of those secret...
Bavarian secret societies.
Yeah, it's another one of those secret societies that's so super enlightened that they're, that, you know, it almost seems like when I think about the Freemasons and the Illuminati, I don't know anything about them for real, but it's almost like they're the boogeyman. You know, they're the boogeyman that we look at to say, hey, those are the ones who are doing all this.
Right. Well, yeah. When I think of Freemasonry, I think of intellectuals thinking that they need to control the stupid.
And they're both esoteric societies in the sense that outsiders don't know what goes on in them. They
right. Have purposely, yeah, absolutely.
Concealed practices, which I think.
When I think of Illuminati, though, I think of the financial elite.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about them for a second, because one of the things I found out is that there is a study done every year, and the New York Times has an article on this put out January 16, 2017, of the world's 8 richest people.
Okay. Is Oprah on there?
No, Oprah's not even close.
Nope.
And this is Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, Mark Zuckerberg, Larry Ellison, Amazon CEO. And it turns out that those 8 people have as much wealth as the entire other 50% in the world.
Yes.
8 people. I mean, you want to talk about Illuminati or people who have the power to change the world. Is that the table sitting right there? And yeah. Why wouldn't they? If 8 of us had that kind of influence, would we try to change the world?
Well, this brings up the argument that think of all the people that you've ever met in your life, and surely there are a lot of bad ones in there. And so, you know, the haves does not make you...
A good person.
A good person, yeah.
No. No, and you know, I've followed a few of these: Bloomberg, Larry Ellison, Mark Zuckerberg. You know, they're guys that I've watched in business, and they've, you know, created amazing companies in short generations. You know,
absolutely. So they're not like, this is not a birthright thing. No, so they would have had to have been brought in.
And so how does that happen? So that's kind of where the New World Order starts. I start to wonder if it falls apart, because these are essentially 8 new people. Warren Buffett basically started his wealth with $10,000 that he borrowed from neighbors and himself. Hmm. He didn't have money in the beginning, right? And Bill Gates borrowed $1 million from his dad. He didn't have a lot of money.
He had the guts to borrow money from his neighbors.
Yeah, and $10,000 at that time would have been a lot of money.
You know, so would they be a part of, you know, the Bilderberg group, or conference or meetings or club, annual private conference of 120 to 150 of European and North America's political elites, experts from industry, finance, academia, the media. And it was established in 1954. This is not even a conspiracy. This really happens.
Yeah.
And so I assume that these 8 men, I assume that they're men.
They're men.
Yeah.
All white, but one is from Mexico.
Right. Oh, but also white.
But looks white. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
Are a part of this meeting, I would assume.
Well, you'd assume. I mean, if you're going to invite people to a party, you'd invite these guys, right?
Absolutely, yeah. If you want to finance your New World Order, you got to get the money somewhere.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's interesting. You and I talked about the time machine, and what do you call them, the Eloy and the Morlocks?
The Morlocks and the Eloy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you could either get the money from these guys or from the rest of us, because we're all pretty good at giving up our money, aren't we? These guys are really good at keeping it.
We're not good at it. We don't have a choice.
Yeah, well, and that's the funny thing, yeah. So yeah, I don't know. It's funny when you think about the New World Order and some group of people. It seems like it would be them. But if it's not, who is it?
Well, you're talking about 8, you know, super billionaires. Could be talking about 10,000 or so millionaires.
Yeah.
All right. You're listening to Radio Wasteland. If you have an opinion on this, give us a call at 530-605-4567. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, April 21st at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
At BET Satellite, we understand you don't want to pay for sports channels when football season's over. You want to drop them when you're done watching and save money. We hear you. Introducing Flex Pack from Dish. Get 50 popular channels for $39.99 a month and drop channel packs whenever to save money or add them for just 10 bucks a month. You can choose from channel packs like locals, news, kids, and sports. We can offer you the best Dish technology and features at better prices than the competition. If you're tired of paying too much money for too little TV, it's time you come in and have a chat with us. Call BT Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-3474. Experience the best service, technology, and flexibility you've been waiting for. Only with Dish and BT Satellite, your local authorized Dish retailer. Again, that's 241-3474.
Requires credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Taxes and surcharges not included. Offer ends 4/5/17. Restrictions apply.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit windriverspa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 on KCNR 1460, streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Tuesday, we hear from the Reading Breakfast Lions Club. It's all-star basketball time once again. Also, the Love Your Pet Expo and Super Adoption event is coming on April 1st. Mark Story from Haven Humane will be in studio to tell you all about it. Listen and chat, call in and comment, join the conversation right here on Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the airwaves. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone, and if your breath to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone, for the time they are a-changing.
Welcome back to Radio Wasteland. And the question here is, are the times a-changing? You know, are we still in the same new world order that everybody has believed that we have been in? You know, I got to say, from my own personal belief, I don't know if there's a shadow government. I don't know if there's this, that, or the other. But what I am fairly confident is that corporations are acting as a new world order. I really feel like there's some major control going on there. You know, everybody's got a day job. Unfortunately, I don't show up for an hour a week and pay the rent on the radio. And my day job is marketing and advertising and basically manipulation. So I know that these corporations are out to do this. So Joe here is about to blow our minds.
I am.
All right.
Okay, so I've been researching this. I also thought that what I was going to find was a bunch of shadow governments or strange theories. I never believed that I was going to find a true New World Order, totally detailed out. Let me read it to you, and I'm not going to read where it's from yet. So on January 2016, the 17th Sustainable Development Goals of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, adopted by world leaders in September 2015 at a historic blank, I'm not going to say where, summit, officially came into force. Over the next 15 years, with these new goals, the universally apply to all countries, will mobilize efforts to end all forms of poverty, fight inequalities, and tackle climate change while ensuring that no one is left behind. Now, hold on. Let me ask this for a second. This really happened. If I were to say Chauncey, nobody should go hungry, and Sean should not go hungry, of course you'd say, yeah, absolutely, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, so now go home and go give me half your food. Well, what about your kids, right? That's what this is saying. This is saying, and I'm going to continue. Let me give you a list of what it says before I tell you what this is. So there are 17 goals. No poverty. This is in 15 years, okay? No poverty. Zero hunger. Good health and well-being. Quality education. Gender equality. Clean water and sanitation across everywhere in every country in all the world. So stop here.
That sounds okay to me.
That sounds great. So how much are you going to give up to make sure that the 1 billion people in India get all this stuff?
Remember Larry Page back from the previous segment who owns a ridiculous amount of
wealth? So we should take it from him? He's not even one of the richest guys. That's the thing. You could take all the wealth of those. That's why I brought it up. You could take all the wealth of those 8 people. And it still doesn't pay for all this, right? It's still just 8 people. And should you take it? What's the limit of wealth he should
get? Well, I'm not saying 8 people. I'm saying, you know, you
okay,
billionaires.
Give me $100.
No.
Okay, well,
I
have
barely
any going.
Money. If I had $1 million, I would probably do that.
There's billions of people living in poverty. There's not enough money to give them all a dollar. Okay, so let me keep going.
Well, I'm not sure if that's true.
Yeah,
I think that there probably is plenty of food to go around.
There probably is. Okay.
There's probably enough money to enable them to have enough opportunity to create their own wealth.
Now think about this. This is the world governments came up with this. And how do you even define this one? Decent work and economic growth. Are you going to rebuild the entire infrastructure of India and Afghanistan? Okay.
India doesn't need it.
Uh-huh.
India's growing pretty quick.
So I'll just go through some of these. Climate action. Life below water, all that has to be preserved. Life below water. Life on land, all things above land preserved. Peace, justice, and institutions is number 16.
No, I don't like that one.
Well, what do you mean? You got to have them all if you're going to go with
that word is just scary.
Yeah, it should be. Partnership for the goals. Isn't that a funny word, partnership for the goals? As we go into this, you're going to see what that means, partnership for the goals. Okay, so do you know who did this?
You said it was a summit of some kind?
Yeah.
I imagine the UN.
That's right. The UN summit and its partnering countries all agreed to this. Yeah?
Right.
Does it sound good?
How much are you guys willing to give up? But I get your argument, and how much am I willing to give up, you know, to help other people? You know, you're the conservative Christian, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to give up a lot because I care about other people, and I'm willing to give it to them, yes. Now,
am I willing to have
the government come in and tell me that I have to and that this is exactly what we're taking? I get your argument. But the straight question of what am I willing to give up in order to help people, well, it's a lot.
Do you think you could give up? Do you think you could pull off all 17 of those if everybody did that? And how low do you have? So that is the point.
In the next 15 years, absolutely not.
Yeah. And so what is the government, what are these governments willing to do and take to get there?
But this is the UN. The UN passes totally empty resolutions on a daily basis.
Yeah.
I almost spit my coffee.
Yeah, that's great. And they are really, truly going to be great at running this and managing this, too. That's another thing. Are you willing to? So this is real.
Yes. And I get what you're saying. It is a mass homogenizing of society.
You know what? You say they're not going to do it. We're going to get into it in this next segment. I'm not going to do it yet. There, it's already happening.
Okay. Oh, it absolutely is already
That's
happening.
That's interesting.
Yeah. No, I'm going to read some of the ways that you're expected to help.
But I'm going
to
put some out there. Going to put some out there. We do, and this should probably be its own separate show, because there's a lot of people who are arguing about climate change, what's causing it, what's going on and so forth. I don't care what's causing it. If the world gets too hot, we're all going to die. We need to pay attention to that one, and we need to work on it together. I don't care what's causing it. I just don't care. You know, from the liberal argument, you need to fix society to save the critters, whatever. And from the conservative argument, you need to get off oil and stop sending money to people who want to kill us. Either way, these things have to stop. We're going to die. You know, we have to take care of where we're standing. You know, a cat doesn't go to the bathroom where it sleeps.
But isn't that kind of what we talked about with all the other New World Order stuff in the beginning, is that some group decides to take what we're afraid of, or equality, and say, I got this.
Yeah, but life is full of hard decisions.
Yeah.
And there are things that have to be dealt with, and people have to delegate responsibility, and things have to happen. And so you could throw that. I mean, this is where society is right now.
Mm-hmm.
Half the people in the country believe this and have demonized the other half of the country, and you can flip it. And so one of my New World Order thoughts is that the world is keeping us at a dichotomy to make us ineffectual. We are ineffectual because we are split right down the middle. We're going to sit here and fight amongst ourselves as the powers that be come in and roll over everything.
I think our increased partisanship was probably an accident due to the rise of mass media.
I think it was also a...
Don't think it was purposefully engineered.
This is going to be horribly uneducated of me because I'm pulling it from the back of my brain. But sometime in the 60s, I want to say, they passed a law that no longer allowed backroom deals for politicians, which sounds great. It gets them out of the back room. But now it also created a record where everybody can see what everybody voted on, and therefore your constituents can ditch you because they didn't like one thing you voted on. But really, a compromise is a situation where neither party is all that happy. And in order for the two parties to work together, they had to compromise. But now, with a public record of voting, nobody is willing to compromise because it's political career suicide.
I think that plays a part. But you can trace the rise of partisanship in the U.S. at least pretty neatly back to the rise of cable television in the 80s. Not to get too far off track.
I like that topic, but let's let Joe finish putting us in our place.
Well, I'm not here to put you in your place.
No, I mean, let's, you know,
but,
I mean,
but this, obviously it's happening, right?
There is a new world order that we know is happening.
Yeah, there is a new world order, and it has been happening. So the question is it happening here? Is it happening in the United States? Do you think we're going along with it?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you think that that the United States has decided without your consent or control to decide how much they should take from you and what they should do in order to make the rest of the world better?
I don't know about you guys, but I was not personally asked.
No.
So, yes,
that's
I do
reasonable
think that
to
is
say.
And how
yes.
will it, how far are can they go before it's too much?
Well, that depends on us, doesn't it?
I don't know.
I mean, we are a democracy, and I mean, you can get very, very cynical about it, but our representatives do still listen to us. We can still exert power over them.
So
we just don't.
You're so young and bright-eyed.
I know, right?
I don't know if I agree with any of that.
Okay.
And I am a optimistic, I don't know.
Well, granted, they listen to Big Money, too. But
yeah, I think Big Money has a bigger voice.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and how much money is there when you control the whole world?
Yeah, I mean, all right, I can keep going. We're coming up on break here. You're listening to Radio Wasteland. We're talking about the New World Order. Is it out there? 530-605-4567.
New York Times bestselling author and TV host Chef Jeff Henderson will be at Shasta College Thursday, April 6th. Jeff Henderson was born in South Central L.A., where by the age of 16, he had already begun a life of crime. In 1996, he was arrested and charged with intent to distribute illegal narcotics. He would spend the next decade in a state prison, which would ultimately change his life. After developing a friendship with a fellow inmate who mentored him, Jeff discovered his passion for cooking. Without any formal instruction, Jeff went on to become the first African-American executive chef at the Bellagio, a New York Times bestselling author and TV host. Come hear Chef Jeff as he shares the life lessons he's gained on his journey from drug dealer to TV celebrity chef and nationally acclaimed speaker. Chef Jeff will be on the Shasta College Tehama campus April 6th at 10 a.m. to present and answer questions, and the Shasta College main campus at 2 p.m. This event is free and open to the public.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland. We're talking about the New World Order and its place in today's society. Is New World Order going on with the current administration and the landscape of our world? And let's hear a question, Joe.
Well, my next question is, do you think that the New World Order is happening here in the United States? Do you?
I would say that we are a controlling factor of it.
Okay. And do you think that decisions are being made or forced upon you based on this new world order that you're now having to deal with in this very state?
Well, by the argument of what you're throwing at us as the act of new world order, I would say that this state more so than any.
Yeah. Well, why do you say that? Do you say that because it's so liberal, or do you know of specifics?
Well, you know, let's take the most liberal city and the most liberal state. We'll take San Francisco.
Right.
You know, no plastic trash bags, no pet stores in the city.
Wait, let's stop there. One of the key factors, so the UN puts out a page called How to Help the New Agenda for the Lazy Person. Right? It's even you lazy people can help is what it says.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. And so one of the bullet points that it says you can do is bring your own bag when you shop. Pass in the plastic bag and start carrying your own reusable tote. Now, how do you feel if your state or government is now forcing you to do what the UN is saying is something that will help save the world? And where do they stop? There's other things. Wash your own clothes. Not allowed to buy unless it's local. No trucks on the road. All kinds of things like that. So,
well, let's hit the first one. Plastic bags. I am anti-plastic in general. Unless it's warfare or medical, I don't see why we need plastic. It is just absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, are you ready for your government to tell
you
that?
I'm all for plastic. If it comes to warfare, I think our military needs to be armed to the best of their ability. Okay. I'll go with it.
So,
and medical, I mean, you know, I think that...
Let's cover this then. So, yeah, let's say you're right. Plastic bags, I agree. It's good. As a matter of fact, every one of these bullet points is good. But what happens when your government's doing it? And first off, is it a... I can't even think of the word. A coincidence that California has forced us not to buy plastic bags, and that happens to be in the UN's bullet points? What if they force you to do the one above that, which is bike, walk, or take public transportation? That's obviously healthy for you. You will live longer, and it is way better for the environment. Are you ready to do that one?
No.
Oh, well, why not? You can't pick and choose. If it's good and it's better, why can't they make you?
Well, because you have to pick and choose. I mean...
But what if they don't give you the right?
They're making me pay for a police force when I pay for taxes right
now.
That's
right. That's okay. Right.
I don't think I should have to pay for a police force.
Okay.
I feel like I have a fairly obvious argument.
Okay.
Here. Let me finish here that
I am
millennial, somewhat facetious. All right. I am down with the police force. But you understand that the argument that you're throwing at me can easily be used as I don't want to pay for the police force. I don't want to pay for the things that we need in order to truly actually be a society. Somewhere we have to make decisions and we have to have checks and balances, but those decisions need to be made.
Oh, okay. So then what if California says you have to bike, walk, or take public transportation? It's the bullet point right above this one.
I don't see that as being good.
Okay. So,
and I'm not even talking on a personal level. I'm talking on an economic level.
Right. So that's the argument, though. What you think are good is what I think is good. That's our right as Americans. What happens when the state forces it? And what was your argument?
But they, in this particular instance, are we. We're talking about San Francisco here. We're talking about a state, or a city, rather, that comes up with its own ordinance.
When's the last time you went?
Its own people.
When's the last time you went grocery shopping in Redding, California? You do know that this year we were forced to not use plastic bags anymore.
That was on the ballot.
Yeah, I voted for that. Yeah. We weren't forced.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying, though. Like, we did have a choice. We had a choice during the election when we voted or didn't.
Did you have a choice? How many millions of people are in San Francisco and L.A. that take away all the choices? Isn't that why they're trying to do the 51st state up here?
Yeah, well,
So what happens if we all vote for... Because... Don't you think, now isn't it possible, again, I'm not arguing this, I just learned all this today.
Right.
Don't you think it's possible that a lot of the media and a lot of the convincing people of what's good and healthy, these are the bullet points that help the sheeple decide what to vote on?
Oh, absolutely. I definitely believe that people are being manipulated.
So what if a bunch of us sheeple vote on you have to bike, walk, or take public transit?
Oh, well then we got bike, walk, or take public transit.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's, you know, that's...
That is the way it works.
That is...
Laws by the vote. Laws right. by what people vote on.
And so the question is the New World Order leading? And do you recognize some trends in these bullet points? And you guys should all go to UN.org and look them up. But do you recognize some trends around what we're being told in the press... and how you should vote. You know, another one is you should be using all solar.
Listen, I think, you know, I don't know if I can say this without poking at you a little.
Okay.
I think you're putting your own political thought into this list.
Mm-hmm.
I agree that this list is potential New World Order, but not for the reasons that you see it. What I see is definitely a little more... in the realm of science fiction, and that is the homogenization
yeah.
of society, the marginalization of the individual, and that is where you create a workforce, where you turn Eloy into Morlock, where you create a mindless workforce.
So part of this agenda is to get the populace to move into cities because they're more sustainable and easier to manage.
That is true, though. They are more sustainable and easier to manage.
Like, the greatest lies run parallel with the truth, Sean.
Yes.
But that's actually the case.
Yeah.
Like, there's no conspiracy required for multiple people to say this. They just all have to cite the same studies.
The issue here is it is the case. But what is the goal?
Right.
You know, it is the case that it is more sustainable. But is the goal sustainability? I mean, look at what beavers
are
doing.
That's perfectly fair.
I mean, we are animals on this planet, and I'll take devil's advocacy on this one. You know, beavers, man, they're not putting it back.
No, so here's another one. Share. This is one of the bullet points, and this is the only one that this talks about. Share, don't just like. If you see an interesting social media post about women's rights and climate change, nothing else. Women's rights and climate change. So the entire world now is set around the women's rights and climate change.
As we already know, I am concerned about climate change. I'm scared of what the potential outcome is there. If we take a look at China and what they have done to their own environment through industrialization, we know that there's some stuff that we got to wrap our brains around. And then, you know, women, you know, in this time of, you know, transgender rights, Black Lives Matter, everybody's got these things. Women are easily the most repressed demographic throughout all of human history. Easily.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, equality for women is very important. And I would say to anybody out there, I don't care what the
so
UN
why
says, that it is
say,
your job to stand up and make sure that women
say
are
that
not marginalized.
If you see anything that marginalizes anybody.
What?
Why doesn't it say, if you see anything that marginalizes anybody, stand up for it?
Because baby steps. They're aware that people are not going to get behind everything.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you think that there's a new world order? Do you think that we're all under the control of a puppet government? And my most important question that I feel that we didn't get answered, is Trump really us getting away from this? Do you really believe that he is separate, that we have liberated ourselves from the new world order by getting a champion in the White House?
Or are we one step closer?
Or are we one step closer? You're listening to Radio Wasteland. Thanks for checking it out.
I'm You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. House Intelligence Chairman Devin Nunes met with a source on White House grounds last week, a day before going public with new surveillance information.
A spokesman says Nunes met with the source on White House grounds in order to review the material at a secure location. Nunes says no one in the White House knew he was there. The next day, Nunes held a news conference and briefed the president on his findings before talking with members of his own committee. Democrats allege Nunes' actions raise questions about his objectivity. They've called for the investigation into Russian interference to be turned over to an independent prosecutor.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. Ranking Committee member Democrat Adam Schiff called for Nunes to recuse himself from the investigation. Senate Minority